Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go. Yo, 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 what up, y'all? It's your boy, Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter Podcast. In the world that we live in, while people are quickly often to judge, this next guest knows what it feels like to be under public scrutiny after being cleared of allegations of domestic violence in 2022. Columbus Short is back on track and he's doing big things. I want to welcome my brother, Columbus. What's up, brother?
Big Ricky, what's good, big bro?
What's up, man? Shit, man. Man, you the big bro, man. You out here doing movies, man, and Orca United, man, and all these wonderful things, and Black Farming. What's going on, Chief?
Oh, man, there's so much going on, man. It's just good to reconnect with you, man. Yeah. You know, you come into Hollywood, and it's a bunch of strange human beings that you don't know, you know, from when you grew up, and to see you, you know, you and your family, your dad, you know, doing well. I'm just happy to be on the show, bro.
That's what's up, man. Yo, it's crazy, man. You know what's crazy, man? So first of all, bro, the people, they obviously know who you are, but they don't know how we know each other. You know what I mean? This is just not another show where, you know, where we sit here and we talk about the politics and we talk
heck
about
nah.
the business. We actually
nah.
know each other going way back, man.
Man, I'll tell the people, guys. You know, he's not just Ricky Romance. That's a big bro, Ricky. That's Cub right there. But, you know, I grew up at Peace Apostolic Church in Carson, California. Pastor Bishop Howard A. Swansea, and he was coming to church because his dad was a faith member. So he started coming to church and we got real cool. And, you know, we just got real cool from there. And then life took off, you know, everything going on with Raz, the group. And Ricky was such a great brother. You're a great brother, man. Not only to your real blood brother, but to me and to everybody that comes in your path, man. You really care about the people. So, you know, our bond started at church. And here we are now. I mean, dang near 20 some odd years, 27 years, some long, many years later, face to face, he's done his thing, I've done my thing, and now look how God has brought us back together. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, man. Hey, man, I like that version of the story, man. You give him the clean version, man.
Okay, well, let me just tell the truth. So if you don't mind.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. This Ricky Romance.
Yeah, tell the truth. So we had a church bus in the parking lot, parked, you know, unless we was taking it on youth trips or something. The church bus, the Peace Apostolic Church bus, was just there. This dude, he get caught smashing in the church bus. Oh, Lord. It was a movie. It was a movie.
Oh, at a young age.
And he was basically not allowed to come back, basically. But
I never knew that. That's the funny thing. I never knew
your dad knew. Your dad knew.
My dad was like, all right, Ricky, I always wondered why we stopped going to that church.
I can't imagine the conversation with you and your dad on the drive home. Like, you was really smashing her. Yeah, Dad, Pop, she was bad. Yeah, I already
know. You know what's so funny, man? Man, I literally should have. Man, like, man, if you had a little extra time, which I know you got to run, but man,
oh, this is a part one. Hey, this is a part one, Ricky.
Yeah,
our life is a movie.
We got to bring Pops. I got to bring Pops on.
Our life is a movie. This is a part
That's
one.
So funny, man. So I'm all these years. I'm watching you. You know, I'm seeing you in Stump the Yard. I'm seeing you in. You Got Served. I'm seeing you in, you know, portraying Martin Luther King in the Mahalia Jackson story. You know, I'm seeing you on Scandal. I'm seeing you everywhere. You know what I mean? I'm hearing about you with Britney Spears choreographing. You know, so much great stuff. And the whole time I'm looking at you and you just look like another familiar face, but I'm like, this dude looks familiar. And I never knew that Columbus was Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
I knew you was Keith back then.
It's Keith.
So
Keith.
In Hollywood.
Playing the drums at peace. Playing the drums at turf. But you know, that's the crazy part, is like one of the things that, you know, I find important to implore upon your listeners and to the watchers watching right now is, growing up in church, you know, the church made me nervous about walking into my destiny. You know, it's a sin. You're going out into the world. You're doing this, you're doing that. And this is not, I don't believe that's what God was calling for. And so I just walked with what God called me for. And it walked me into my destiny. And I got blessed with all these incredible opportunities very young. And I never understood how this was all, everything was happening. Even though I was trained, you know, I'm a trained musician. I was trained in, you know, performing arts. You know what I mean? I went to Orange County High School of the Arts. So it was like, you know, getting a high level of academia and arts and the craft, you know, put me into a situation where I came into the game equipped with the skill sets to be successful. And it's nothing but the grace of God. So while the church was hating, God was making, and here we are.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Man, I noticed that, you know, man, you know, life happens, you know, to all of us. I noticed that, you know, you had some legal troubles as well. I mean, I had some a while back, and I got over my hurdle. But I noticed you had, you know, all kind of stuff going on. You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna tap on it because my wife. My wife said something to me very profound. She's like, you don't have to keep talking about old stuff all the time, but tap it. And so when they say and tap it, you know, quickly. Married, you know who I was married to before my current wife. We'll just call her that girl. And you can assess from there. And from that moment,
you're married multiple times.
Yeah, but when you decide to get out of toxicity, you know, certain things start to happen, and it became the snowball. And I'm not gonna do this. Say the white man and this black man, they're gonna tear down the black man. I made some monumental mistakes. One thing wasn't me beating up no women. One thing wasn't me putting anybody in the harm's way.
I just wanna know what life is like after those charges were dropped against you and you were restored, and you know, it still was, it affected your business. You know, and
that's a big bar right there, because like, look at Kobe. I'm gonna use Kobe as an example. This is the biggest example I could use.
Yeah, because I want to say congratulations on that whole matter being dropped and cleared, and you know, that clears your name.
You know, they're gonna point your finger
at you. You know what I mean? But
it's always gonna be that. Yeah. But heavy is the head that wears the crown, Ricky. So right. so when you talk about Kobe. Man, this man had to get up there, man, and look at the world and say, hey, I made a mistake. We know Kobe didn't rape that girl in Canada, but he had to say, I committed adultery. You know, I cheated on my wife, and I'm apologizing. Now, what did he have to do? He changed his number, and he won championships after that. And guess what the end result is? He's the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. And so, you know, I'm about winning champions, shutting my mouth, putting my ears back, pinning my ears back, staying focused and going to win some championships. And that's the focus, man, and everything that I'm doing. You know, the past is the past. We are all fallible. We all make mistakes. Some of us just, it happens in public. Some of us, it happens, you know, in private, and, you know, cats skate by without any recourse. Repercussions or consequences on their actions, you know. But right now we in a place. Sorry about that. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry about that. Now we're in a place in a season of. I'm in a place in a season. You're in a place in a season where it's time to rebuild, man. God's, you know, the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. I don't want to be quoting Bible scriptures bumping like that, but I'm just saying many are called, but few are chosen, man. And the chosen go through a different journey, man. And I've had to, in order to sleep at night and have peace.
Do you have any, you know, you work in Hollywood, you know, we work in, you know, in this, in a very, you know, very, very strange land. You know, we happen to work in the land, but not really be of the land. Do you have any real friends in Hollywood? Can you say
that? That's a great question. So, yeah,
who could you say is your real friend? Do you got five that you can? Do you got five on one hand?
You're not Hollywood. Five, so I'm not gonna call celebrity friends. You're in the music side. Real friends. So I don't
have. I'm talking about celebrity.
Right.
Your A-list friends that you've done movies with. Because you started movies with everybody.
Well, let's start with, we can, it's bigger than, I have more than five. I have loyal ones that, you know when you have a real friend.
Work associates and then it's friends. People.
Right. So what I'm saying is, Ricky, you know how you, if you have a best friend, you don't got to talk to this Negro every day or that person every day. You can go years and you pick it right back up like it was just yesterday, right? So if I'm going to name a few, I can start from Zoe Saldana. Who is incredible, sister to me. Idris Elba, Chris Evans, Raven Simone. One of my best friends in high school was Raven's best friend on that. So Raven, Annalisa Vanderpool, that was one of my best friends in high school. Orlando Brown, Kerry Washington, Adir, Guillermo Diaz. Lawrence Fishburne. He's not just a friend, he's a mentor. And 10 would be Kate Beckinsale. You know, I loved her for a long time. That's one of my best besties. You know, I was the godfather of her daughter.
Would it be safe to say these are all the people that you can call and just ramble?
Yeah.
You know, and
the ones that I can call and ramble, and
get things off your mind.
The ones I can call and ramble, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all need that, those people, and there's a gaggle of other people. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about those things and best friends, when people are like, oh, that's one of my best friends, you know, I started defining best friends as family. When you get to a certain point, you're not my best friend, you're my family. Dave Scott is my family. He choreographed. The only reason I got Stomp the Yard was because of Dave Scott. The only reason I've had a career post, you know, Dave presented me to the studio at that right time, at that right moment for the right.
I've always heard that Stomp the Yard was supposed to be
Marcus.
Was supposed to be You Got Served Too.
It was Marcus Houston. No, it was not supposed to be You Got Served Too. It was Marcus Houston's role.
Mm.
Dave Scott and Chris Stokes have fell out for whatever reason, which could be whatever reason you want to. That's not our lane. We're just going to say for whatever reason.
Right.
Dave drew a line. Chris drew a line. The studio drew a line. They said, well, Chris, we're not going to go with Marcus. The president of the studio said, find me the guy because we're going with Dave Scott. We'll catch you on the next one, buddy. That's what they told Chris Stokes. So Dave called me right away and he was like, Columbus, I need you to be at the Sony lot tomorrow. And I'm like, for what? He was like, it's an audition for Steppin', or like a meeting for Steppin' with the president of the studio. I was like, audition? Bro, I don't want to do no dance movies. I'm acting now, bro. I'm like, I'm retired. I'm done with the dancing stuff, bro. He was like, nah, bro. You got to be at the studio tomorrow. And I was like, all right, fine. He was like, please, bro. And I said, okay, fine. I said, what do I wear, man? What do I wear? Like, what's the look? And he was like, man, body conscious. So cut to, I go to the meeting. And I'm in the meeting, man. They show me the stuff, what they're planning to do and all this stuff. And I was like, all right. I said, you know what I mean? They said, hey, we're going to get back to you. We're going to scour the country to find, we're going to do an international talent search, basically, to find DJ. I said, I challenge you. I told the president of the studio this. I said, I challenge you, Clint Culpepper, and he can mark this word. I said, I challenge you to find a man that can dance this movie, act this movie, and step this movie. You find that guy, boom, he goes, you're either incredibly arrogant or you're right. He looks at his partner, Eric, his executive, his vice president, senior vice president, Eric Paquette. Is this guy real? And then I'm like, well, I was like, that's it. He was like, all right, man, great meeting. We'll talk to you later. I get up and I heard him when I'm walking out the door. He said, look at the bot on that guy. Body conscious. Dave put me in position to be successful. I got the offer shortly after, and the rest is history.
So so your first movie was?
You Got Served was my first.
Okay.
And You Got Served. So wow. Dave put me in You Got Served with your brother, right?
Wow.
And I'm mad at Dave because I'm like, you done stacked the odds against us. You put
for
me
the record.
On FB's squad. So it's me, Razby, Mario, Deanna, Destiny. Now we had a little squad, Troy. It was like our little squad. And then we had to go up against Marcus, J-Book, Fizz, and Swoop, all of them, Cliff, right? So I was mad, like, dude, you stacked the cards against us. So when it got real, because it was all real dancers, it got real toward the end, and nobody wanted to pop out on O, because O popped out. He started busting. Nobody wanted to pop out on him. I'm like, you know what? I'm popping out. We popped out. Everybody was like, oh. It was real. They was like, oh, he popped out. And I popped out, and this nigga flipped on my chest, bro. And when he flipped on my chest, it shut it down. Chris was like, that's gone in the trailer. Yep, for sure. Made the trailer. One of the most historic moments in dance battle movie history. When Omarion flipped on my chest, I got served. But guess what? I took that personal. And I came back with Stomp the Yard, and case is closed.
Now, you're not just an actor. Are you still a choreographer? You know,
but I will always be a choreographer. One of the most important
people don't know that you're a choreographer.
I always be a choreographer, but you know, having the ability to choreograph your life. You can't choreograph for somebody if you can't choreograph your life. You can't produce for nobody if you can't produce your life. You can't direct for nobody if you can't direct your life. You can't write music, film, or television for nobody if you can't write your life.
You directed for Britney, and we'll save that for part two. But yeah, I mean, you know, man, I mean, you're also an artist too, man. I mean, shit, man, you sent me like 10 bangers, bro.
Yeah, man, no. But,
and one of them was, I'm talking about a smash hit. The country shit is a smash, bro.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do a live little something with that with my acoustic later. But,
yeah.
You know, but music has been hype. That's my first love. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm 40 now. I can say my real age. I don't care. 40, My vision is to
see our people.
My vision is to see our people be successful, but be educated. We can't win. We have to do. Shonda Rhimes said when I was on Scandal, she wrote a line and said, "We have to do 10 times more to get half as much." And so, what does that mean? We got to be more educated. We have to be more gifted. We have to be more knowledgeable in what we're doing. Skilled, toned, honed, martial artist of our craft. And so that's what I've been focused on.
You said that you you kind of basically said how you got into movies. You also stated that now people know that you have experience in choreography, and you know, you deal with music as well. Did you actually start as a background dancer for Brandy Norwood? Was that before?
Brandy was after Britney. I was basically blackballed from the dance industry for no random reason.
Wait a minute, what is a blackball for people that don't know? Because I don't believe
it. It's my golf company now, but being blackballed means you're ostracized. being, it's my, I've turned it into my golf line, apparel line. Look it up, Black Ball Golf. You guys
can find I'm waiting for my hat, man, so I can rock it. In my
I'm gonna get you more than a hat. I'm gonna get you geared up.
Oh yeah.
But being blackballed, being ostracized or blacklisted from your community in which you serve, right? For whatever reason. And the reason at that point was thinking that I slept with Brittany to get a job, which that wasn't true at all. And you know, that was my first kind of experience with pre-me being Columbus Short, the actor. Nobody knew me. I was just the guy, that the black guy that was running around with Brittany, per se. But, you know, being blackballed, it hurts your feelings when it's wrong, when it's you're ostracized from your community for misnomers, and turned, you know, people that you thought you were your friends, people that you thought cared about you, you know, even people that kind of might have helped you along the way, got jealous. I was 20 years old. And I took over the Pop Princess's career. At 21, 20, she threw my 21st birthday party. You know what I mean? So people were like, he's got to be doing something shady. No, I wasn't. I was ordained by God. God appointed it at the right time for the right reason. And I was just focused on doing my job. So, you know, that's what it is. That's what blackball is. But now I used to look at it as such a negative connotation. And guess what I did? I switched it. And we turned it into Black Ball Golf. I wish I had.
Yeah, it's a brand. It's now a brand.
It's a brand. Now it's a brand. Black Ball.
And the logo is, and the logo is beautiful too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's popping, y'all. This the shit you want to rock. It's fly.
Yeah.
You know, man. I mean, you've been blessed though, man. You know, you've been fortunate, man, to win awards and nominations. You've been nominated for what? 2 MTV Movie Awards, you know.
I met my current wife on the red carpet when I won the Best Supporting Actor or NAACP Award for Cadillac Records playing Little Walter. So that's, you know,
you met her on the red carpet. She must have been somebody very important.
She was running the carpet.
Oh, bosses always connect with bosses.
Yeah. And, you know, now she has her own PR firm we started called Lux Creative Agency. So, you know, we're just trying to burn the candles at all ends, man. Keep it right. Keep it tight, man. And I'm proud and excited to reconnect with you because you're doing amazing things. You know what I mean? I want to just say this, man, because I got to jump. I want people out there. We're going to do a part 2 to this. This is part 1. We ain't even dig yet.
I want people
to peep this though. Be careful on how you judge those that look like us, those that look like you, those that look like you that are listening. Because this game is a cold game. A lot of you guys want it, but I don't know if you can handle it. There's a lot of days. It's been dark days. There's been great days, but it's been days.
It's been a lot of tears,
but a lot of perseverance. You got to be built a certain kind of way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you got to be built for the abuse from the world, built from the, not, it's not physical necessarily abuse. You got to be built for it. You got to be built. We got a table.
Literally, you know, knowing that you have a thick skin.
Yeah, because you got to keep going no matter what. So, yeah, I mean, just stay tuned because the next episode is going to be crazy.
Man, you guys, I didn't even get a chance to give you a proper introduction, you know? So y'all already know who this man is, and y'all, we about to dig in for y'all.
This is just a teaser, Ricky.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So y'all stay tuned, you guys. Y'all stay tuned, y'all. This is part 1, and we're going to run it back for part 2. Hey, man, it's good hollering at you, man. Hey. All right,
I love you.
Don't do your thing, man. We all had to get back on here, man, and finish hollering.
All right, yes, sir.
For sure, hey.
All right. Love you, boy.
Love you, my brother, man. Good to see you, Columbus. I'm proud of you, man. Everything you're doing with the Orca Society. And
we'll get into that on the next one, man. We just digging. All right, bud.
Next time. All right, you guys. Y'all stay locked in, you guys.
Stay locked in, guys.
Peace.
Peace.